This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, YouTube and Twitch, let us know. What's the best board game? YouTube.com/OdysseySports, Twitch.tv/BetQL. What is the best board game and why? We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But for now, our bets for tonight. Jake, what are you doing, buddy? We got to come back from break with the dope ass beat. But you can play it now here again, please.
That's okay. Yeah, that was a good song.
Jake did a great job today. We mean that in a number of different ways. The great Jake the Snake Hassan, killing it for us. And also on Bet Slips and Bad Flips, 2 o'clock Eastern time weekdays, social platforms on the BetQL network. And we'll hear from Jake in a minute with his baseball bets for tonight. We got a couple games starting at 7 o'clock Eastern. But for now, NBA. First game starts in like a little less than an hour from now. I gotta be honest. I don't know how much of this one I'm gonna watch. It's gonna be brutal. Celtics and the Heat. Boston a 14.5 point home favorite, and it was announced yesterday. Not that anyone's surprised by this, but like Jimmy Butler's not coming back from Miami the series, and we probably won't see him again until like October. Boston a 14.5 point favorite, Ken. I think the total probably a little more interesting to discuss. 205.5 with all the unders that have been hit.
Yeah, one NBA announcement too before we do the both games. You'll see me glancing off to the side periodically during this segment because the theory is that in 8 minutes, when the NBA pregame show starts, sixth man of the year will be announced, which will happen during this segment. Tyrese Maxey won most improved player yesterday, much to the celebration of some people and the chagrin of others, the people guests that we have on the show. It's a funny place. It's gambling Twitter and the friends that we've made in the space. It's a funny place. So I know a lot of people pretty locked in on what's going to happen in this market. Malik Monk or Naz Reid, one of them will win. As much as an up-to-date poll as you could have going into it, I think I would say Monk is more likely to win. I think a lot of people always say, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And, you know, like Naz Reid's a better win for me, but I'm preparing like Monk's going to win because I actually think he's more likely to win. Matt came on before he came on the air. I go, how confident should I be? And he goes, I think Naz is going to win. And I go, oh, don't say that. don't do that. don't say that. I think Monk's going to win. That's my expectation. If it's different, I'll be surprised. I'll be happy. But you'll see me kind of glancing off to the side. To get back to your question about Heat Celtics.
What about Bobby Portis?
Well, he was the third there was no six-man finalist market open in the during the season, which is unfortunate to come in the top three.
Man.
I honestly, if they opened it, people would bet it. It would be really funny. There would have been a lot of Norman Powell. There would have been a lot of Bobby Portis. Tiny bit of Bogdanovich. Maybe a sprinkle of Russell Westbrook. You know, you never know. I don't think Portis is going to win. I think it'll be one of the other players, but we'll see. Yeah. But we'll see.
Yeah, which is a little unfortunate.
And what's the voting? For people who don't follow this stuff closely, Tyrese Maxey beat Kobe White by like a whisker yesterday in terms of how the voting broke down. Maxey was left off a fifth of the ballot, so he was not even listed as a first, second, or third. Still won anyway because the people that did vote for him voted for him first and didn't vote for Kobe White first, so he was able to overcome that, which is always interesting. So we'll see with six-man. Expecting Monk to win. I think it'll be announced before the end of this segment. You're right on the total. If you missed the first hour of the show, unders in this first round have been extremely good. The markets have obviously been reacting to this with either opening lower and then opening lower and people betting under anyway, which is happening in both of the games tonight. The openers for this game were 207. The game one total, close to 210.5. So it gives you an idea, like, even game two was expected by the opener to be lower scoring, and despite that, it got bet under anyway. 205.5 is the number in the market right now. Some push and pull, but we've landed on even lower scoring than the opener. I mean, look, just the way, like, I have the numbers up, pace, efficiencies, shooting, officiating, foul rate. Like, I don't know why you'd bet overs right now. They can hit because teams can make a lot of threes. They can hit because the Pacers-Bucks game happens. I think you're either not betting or you're just continuing to bet unders until we see, like, bottom of the barrel kind of totals here. And I don't think we're there yet. I think we're in between. I think we're getting closer, right? We have a 199 total tomorrow in a game, for example, with the Cavs and Magic. For me here, like, maybe small bet on the under to have something. Otherwise, I think it's watch hockey time during this window, unfortunately.
I'll put like a couple bucks on the under also, just for fun. I'll also be watching hockey during this window for sure. So yeah,
I think
you nailed it.
This is a terrible scheduling.
Yeah. Pelicans Thunder might be an awesome game, or maybe it won't be. It was a really close draw? Obviously. No, yeah, it's just as far as that.
It's tough.
Like, yeah. Like for us, like people that like love sports, like we're gonna watch every game, like we bet on the stuff. But if you're like a casual, and I don't comes across like there's something bad about that. There isn't.
No,
but obviously, like, Thunder Pelicans is not gonna. Yeah. Like I don't know, many
live.
Things like watch the series finale of Shogun.
Live, damn it, live.
What's that from?
I don't know. A bunch of stuff.
It's from something. Anyway.
Okay.
Like if you're casual, like Thunder or Pelicans probably doesn't really like wet your whistle or tickle your fancy, but I'll be into it. Thunder a 7.5-point favor total in this one to 11.5. I actually think the side market here is fascinating. Pels could have won game one, and now we're showing up in game two, and the Thunder are a bigger favorite than they were in game one. I don't think I'm going to have a bet on this game, but I think if I were to bet it, I actually think I would only lay Oklahoma City after what we saw in game one and the Pelicans petering out at the end.
Yeah, it's interesting. We had talked about this, like if Sacramento had made the playoffs, I was like, man, I would like them not to beat OKC, but just to like take them out into deep water a little bit, like take them to a game six, game seven, challenge them a little bit, just because it's rare to have a one seed that has a huge regular season and has absolutely no playoff experience whatsoever. We know how important that is historically in the playoffs, even subjectively, but like there are plenty of ways to do it objectively too. And so whoever had won between Pelicans, Kings, I don't think was ever going to win, but you were curious if this would happen where it's like, yeah, you know, the Thunder have never done this ever to anybody, and they're just supposed to blow out these teams? Like, that's weird. It would not surprise me at all if the Pelicans were close again in the game or won the game, just based on, I think, what Matt alluded to, just how the teams fit together. It's just really interesting. I think it lends itself to kind of lower scoring games, and I like the under in this game a little bit. Like, I think both unders, it's like, maybe there's a little bit left here, but I'm not very confident in it. I don't like the overs in either game. And then the side, like, I think I'd be the opposite if I don't have a bet on the game. I'd probably bet the Pelicans again, just if you're going to deal me basically the same market, and I know that the Thunder postseason experience matters, and I know that the teams fit together in a way that makes the games close, then it's going to take some time maybe for the market to adapt to that, or it's not, and the Pelicans are just going to be that team that covers in this series. So I like the under for a couple bucks. Maybe it's probably both unders for a little bit, and that's it. Wouldn't be surprised if the Pelicans were competitive again.
All right, buddy. I'll bet you twisted my arm.
Yeah, that took a lot of twisting. Took about a slight breeze to get you to bet both unders, right?
So. I'm not like huge bets, but yeah, just for, I don't love the NBA slate tonight.
It's like a light NBA
absolutely.
Night. I go back to last night. It's like, oh, here's a bet on like a side, two totals, props, like all this stuff. And then it's like, oh, here's tonight. Like, these are the two weakest series that I have, that don't have strong opinions on to bet into.
Tomorrow night, we get Knicks, Sixers, and Nuggets, Lakers.
Oh my God. So, and we get the...
NFL draft.
And I haven't checked, and I'm sure this
is also Caps Magic. And also Caps Magic.
We're going to start to get the team down 2-0 at home. First half thing has to be baked into Phoenix and Philadelphia in those markets, and Orlando.
You want
to
guess? I have it here.
I'm going to guess it's usually just like almost equal to what the game spread is. Usually it's what the first half is. That's usually how they do it now.
Sixers 4.5 for the game, 3.5 in the first half tomorrow night against the Knicks. And Lakers Nuggets. Nuggets are 1.5 for the game. The first half line is Lakers -1.5.
First half. How about that?
Which, well, I mean, Yeah, like it should be like Lakers minus 9.5 in the first half and Nuggets to win. That should be like what the parlay is.
Lakers first half's really interesting too, right? Because they've been so good early anyway, and this is like a down 0-2 thing. It is really funny.
Have we been missing the boat? Lakers early, Nuggets late?
Yeah, just like live betting or something. I mean, missing
or
the
before
boat?
The game.
I don't
like
know.
Lakers first half and like blind bet the Nuggets like second half or fourth quarter.
I mean, it was. I told that story and you were the same way. Like, did you want to turn off your phone down 20, 22, 24 and be like, nah, I'm going to give this a few more minutes because I kind of think they're going to come back at some point. Well, no, UConn's never down that much, but it's, I know what you mean. You think at the end of the game, a certain team's going to win no matter how the game plays out. I get you on that one. Yeah, maybe it is Lakers first half. We'll talk about the first half angles tomorrow. It'll be fun. I think in some games, yeah, I think the Sixers, I'd be really, I think everybody thinks they're going to get an insane whistle because of the grievance and they're down 0-2 and they're at home and all this stuff. Just like, I don't know. I don't like just it's, how can you trust a team with Embiid in this injury status? And now you got like Twitter doctors tweeting about his eyes and stuff. This is just, it's just a weird series.
Yeah. The I kind of want to like make some jokes, but like, I don't know the like, severity of the situation.
Yeah,
so I'm going to pass on that. The grievance thing is really funny. It's like cry more, you losers.
Both games, yeah,
it's
too. Like not a grievance against the timeout, like a grievance against everything that took place in New York City for the last 48 hours.
Well, to be fair, I'd also like to place a grievance about what happens in this like cesspool of a city now. But like, it's funny. Like, like the Sixers, it's like there's always someone to blame with this team. It's like Brett Brown, then it's Ben Simmons, then it's Doc Rivers and James Harden, and now it's the refs. Like maybe you guys just aren't that good. Like sorry, and I'm not saying the Knicks are going to win the title either. But like, I, you know what? Like grow up, everybody. Like, enough. Execute better at the end of games. That goes for the Lakers also, by the way. All right. Now we get to the main event tonight, which, of course, is hockey. Bruins and the Leafs coming over tonight in Toronto. Minus 110 both ways. Total of the game is 6. Jeremy Swayman starting for the Bees. Give me Boston tonight, perhaps against my better judgment, Ken. I'll take the Bruins to win tonight in Toronto in Game 3.
Yeah, under for me here, and really just like a play on just Swayman back in net, and he's just killed the Maple Leafs. Okay, I got a 6 total with that, and Samsonov gave you a pretty good performance last time. Maple Leafs a little more momentum. Now, there was some rumor. Do you have an update? I don't think we know for sure that Nylander's playing in the game, but there was a little more optimism this morning that he was going to return.
Not
I don't
on
think
the ice
drive
for warm-ups. Will not play 30 seconds ago,
perfect.
Literally on Twitter. Will not play.
Ago. Perfect. So don't expect any market movement then as a result of that. I think it's just under for me, and it's really like maybe it's Maple Leafs team total under. Could see the Maple Leafs still winning, but maybe more of like a 2-1 overtime kind of a game than a high scoring game.
I'm going to bet the Bruins to win. And listen, the under, it's 6 and it's used under right now. Yeah, you know what? It'll have it be the night of unders. I'll put a couple bucks on the under also, but I like the Bruins to win the game. Knights and the Stars from Dallas, game 2. Dallas down 1-0 in the series, and as we talked about in the first hour of the show with it moved, Dallas bet out to minus 165, Knights plus 140, total in this game is 6. Would you like to come back and bet the Vegas Golden Knights again here, Ken, in game 2, up 1-0 in the series?
I mean, I think if there's something that came through in game 2 or game 1 also, you trust an Ottinger here, like, at all?
Oh, you mean Jake Hellebuck?
Are you... for the interesting name combination, are you trusting Ottinger? And then like Logan Thompson's fine, just like there's 5.5s juiced over -25 in this total. There's like this kind of stuff. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet Vegas. I do think Dallas will win, like gun to my head, but I think it's the over in the game, and it's just like make Ottinger prove that he can play like consistently in the playoffs and see what happens.
I will pass this game and root for Vegas with bets on Vegas to win the series. Final game tonight in the NHL is the Kings and the Oilers from Edmonton. Oilers minus 190, Kings plus 155, total here is 6. We saw 11 goals scored in game 1. I actually think I might pass this game. I actually think it would be Kings or nothing for me. They had a billion shots on goal. I think Stuart Skinner sucks. I might bet the Kings. I don't know, but I would never bet Edmonton in this setup.
We are announcing the Nazarene won! Let's go!
Nice!
Woo!
Nice!
Oh, man. That is awesome.
I'm surprised it was even like as close as it was. Since like Monk didn't play basically the final 6 weeks. I thought Nazarene like should have definitely won.
Right, but except we got like 30 votes and he was behind by a point. So like I have to think that Monk was going to win. Like I have to think that because that's what happened. Like the votes came in. Well, that's pretty awesome. That's great. That's really, really good. If you followed us on the show at all this year, you know that our strategy the entire year was we didn't like Malik Mugg very much as a candidate, and that only increased our desire to bet against him when he got hurt and when really strong candidates emerged. So this was really good. And I am really curious to see the voting. Maybe it wasn't close. I don't know. Matt, to be fair, Matt in the break, and I'm not betraying it or whatever, he was like, I kind of think like Nas is like, he was pretty confident that Nas was going to win despite the votes that had been counted already, which is crazy. So I'm sorry, like just to randomly be super happy there, but that's really good. And then hopefully something really, really good happens tomorrow, which is Steph Curry would win Clutch Player of the Year. That'll be announced tomorrow. While we are on the air, while we're sifting through J.J. McCarthy going third to the Patriots, I don't have a strong opinion for what it's worth on Kings Oilers. I know what you mean about the Kings. This just feels like, oh, well, like all these reasons to like the Kings, and then it's like 5-2 again or something like that, and maybe you back the Kings in Game 3. Probably the game tonight I have the least opinion on.
Maybe it's the over. I don't know. I feel like the Kings are going to score. Like
I want the game to score a ton because I want this Conn Smythe market to just get like completely lopsided. And let's just come in and play the Panthers again tomorrow.
Yeah, so for only one bet for me in the NHL tonight, one game that I'm betting, it'll be the Bruins. And I liked Ken's thought on the under also. And in the NBA, we'll both bet both unders tonight with the Celtics and the Heat and the Pelicans and Oklahoma City.
Two more first place votes, 45-43. I am the luck box of all time on this stuff, I swear, between NFL awards and this. I am due to just get railroaded like 500 times in a row in award markets. It's like, I totally get it. Like, I have gotten very lucky. Also, let's have that happen again tomorrow. Would be great.
But, like, my honest assessment, like, Flacco was, like, felt a little lucky. Like, I won on that also. Just my opinion, like, I think Nas Reed should have won, and I don't even think it should have been close. Just my opinion. I know I'm not a voter. Close. Just my opinion. coming up next, Jake's baseball bets for tonight and your favorite board games of all time.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.